speaking. For those that are listening, I just sprayed some cleansing spray into the air. So, guys, welcome to episode 2 of Witchin' and Bitchin'. I'm Darren.
And I'm Vicky. Hi.
So we're going to be talking about all of the witchy, the woo-woo, the weird, and the wonderful. And today we're actually going to be targeting a very specific event. So Vicky, do you want to introduce what are we talking about today?
So today we thought, being the time of the year that we're at, it's the spring equinox or the vernal equinox, or sometimes it's also known as Ostara or Ostara, depending
however
on where
you want to pronounce it.
However you want to pronounce it. There's probably a lot of other names and a lot of other people. And we just wanted to chat about how we celebrate it or how we mark this kind of time of the year and how you might like to get some ideas from it. Yeah, just kind of see how we go. Because we've just literally just had it like a day or two ago.
Yeah, it was literally only a couple of days, yeah.
Yeah, because it's one of those funny ones that doesn't have a particular day. It's can change each time, each year. So it can be anywhere from, I think, the 19th to the 21st or 22nd.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere like that in there. So that's for us in the Southern Hemisphere, but then in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the opposite. So it's the autumn equinox or Marbon.
However you want to pronounce it. I think if you listen to it, also because it's like said in English, like depending on whether you're listening to a Brit, an Aussie, or an American, or a Canadian, like we're all going to pronounce it differently anyway.
That's right. Exactly. So there's lots of different names. And I mean, it's derived from, I think, Celtic, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. I mean, except for Ostara comes from, I'm pretty sure, Eosta, which was the, yes. I think she's a Germanic goddess.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Just in my memory banks here without looking at a book.
Woohoo!
So side note, guys, we do not profess to be Wikipedia.
No, that's not what we're here for.
We are not Wikipedia. So if you want to know more, you can just Google what we're talking about. Feel free to fact check us.
Yes,
this
please.
Is all just coming out of our noggin.
That's it. That's right. So please do. And if anything, you've got something different or whatever, please always just send us through, like send us through comments or emails, or how do you guys celebrate it? Or do you celebrate it? I guess that's also the next thing. So do you, Darren, do you celebrate it, I guess, for want of a better word?
So this is a tricky thing. So without touching on the full calendar year,
yes.
The thing that I've always struggled with, I remember as like a baby witch when I was wanting to celebrate the Sabbats, I was always in confusion because the Northern and the Southern are different dates. So for me, doing Ostara at this time of year, considering Easter or Ostara for the Northern Hemisphere is earlier in the year, it was always this conflict. So for years, I just never celebrated them.
Yep.
But now I've kind of come to grow to thinking that I see the holidays, Easter, Christmas, Halloween as holidays.
Yeah.
And then the Sabbats, I actually do have more of an internal thing.
Yes.
So it's more about self rather than about others.
Yeah, that's it. And that's how my practice has sort of grown a little bit that way as well, where I've gone beyond the whole big celebration festival-y kind of thing, and it's become a little bit more a personal, sacred kind of journey, I guess. So yeah.
I mean, that said, I wouldn't mind going to like a proper, like, because I've always been a solitary witch, so I wouldn't mind going to like, you know, where witches and pagans get together and they celebrate the Sabbats together. Like, I mean, when all of this stuff is over and we can congregate in big crowds,
do it again.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd love to go to like a proper big open ritual that's like, you know, on the beach or in the woodlands or something, you know.
Yeah. There is something really beautiful about that. Like before, I think I touched on last time, like some of my background being part of a coven, things like that. We did do like Sabbats and things like that. We did do like a big ritual, or we used to also do public events as well, like full moons in the park, and we'd do something down at the beach and things like that as well. So there is this really nice kind of, there's something lovely about coming together and doing it. So
I'm sorry, but when you said you used to celebrate the full moons, like my brain went to like you were giving a full moon in the full moon, kind of like, you know, because I do know some witches who do like to get naked on a full moon, just quietly.
It was completely clothed. Mind you, if I was running around naked in a park, it would be like fluorescent. There would be no hiding. It would just be like fluorescent. So probably not the best to do. And it is in, it was in a park that was like in the middle of the city, like on the edge of the city.
Oh, wow. You know, indecent exposure.
Yeah. So no,
we digress.
Come together, do a circle kind of thing.
But okay. So I guess my first question for you then, Vicky, is what are the important things about Ostara for you? Like, yep, what does it mean to you, and how do you recognize the Sabbath, I guess?
So for me, one of the big things that I recognize with it is balance, mm-hmm. being that it's the equal day and equal night. So that's something I really like to ponder about, balance and how balance is in my life, what's going on in my life, things like that. The other part of it I also like is that it's that spring, it's that new fresh energy, there's new growth, healing. It's, I mean, it was a fertility kind of festival before as well, which I guess Easter eggs, all of that kind of thing as well. Not the rest of it, just, well, it's like baby animals and stuff start to come out.
I was like, oh, you're having another kid, like, is that something you're trying to tell us?
We'll leave that one for Beltane.
Oh my god, that's such a witchy joke. Some people are going to be like, why Beltane?
Why?
Guys, think of it this way.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, when we get to Beltane, we'll be more specific. But just think about it. The maypole is a phallic object.
Yes.
Let's just leave it at that.
Leave it there. Go Google that one up.
Oh my god, Beltane. Can you just imagine us two talking about Beltane and about the ancient ways of... Yeah, anyway, let's just not go there. Let's keep it to Ostara.
Just keep it here. So yeah, so I always think of it as like the beginning of spring. That fresh energy, that new energy, new growth. Spring cleaning is sort of came from that time as well. It's a great time for healing and just getting out in nature. That's the other part that I really like to do as well, which is nature, getting out in nature, looking what the trees and what the different flowers that are coming up and all of those sort of things. What signs can you see that we've kind of, Earth's kind of shaken off the winter a little bit and have a look.
Yeah.
So, but I think for the moment, I kind of focus the most at the moment on the balance aspect as well. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important to be able to have new growth. You kind of need to assess where you're at. And like if you're pouring your energy into something that may not be in balance, so it can be anything from like, are you balancing play with work or work and rest or family and friends and solitude, like just every aspect of your life. So it's usually that balance before action, whereas yeah. autumn is balance before rest.
Yeah.
So it's got that, we've got that new energy. There's so much new energy happening. So one of the other big things is decluttering.
That's something I know a lot about.
Yes, yes. So I might pass over to you for that one because I know you've been in the process at the moment of doing that.
I like how you said in the process of.
Yes, so, that's right.
So for you guys, you don't know this, but like I've been sending Vicky little snaps and stuff like of my process of decluttering.
Yes.
Some rooms are easier to declutter than others, I've come to realize. Especially because like I'm a water sign, I'm a Cancerian. If you think of a hermit crab, it carries a shell on its back. We like to hoard shit. It's sentimental value. So like some rooms it's easy. The kitchen, very easy to declutter. Well, for me it is.
Yeah.
Like it's like, do I need this? No. Do I need this? No. Does this bring me joy if I want to go down Marie Kondo method?
Yes.
Does it bring me joy? No, thank you, and pass it on. But in other rooms it's like a little bit like this, it's quite a process to declutter. But basically what I've kind of been doing is that, well, I don't believe in coincidences.
No.
However, coincidentally, I signed up to do a course in feng shui because I've always been interested in it, never had the time to do it. But because of COVID being in lockdown, I was literally sitting here thinking, what else can I do with all this time that I have? So I'm going to study feng shui. And then funnily enough, this process of spring cleaning at the same time I'm decluttering to kind of shift all the old out to make way for the new.
Yes, definitely.
So we started off, I literally started off with a physical decluttering. So getting rid of things, like some things I'm just gonna throw out, other things I'm gonna gift to people. Like if it's got some value, but I'm done with it, I'll just gift it to someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or donate, like, you know, clothes and things like that. You can donate them to charity. So there's that whole process of decluttering, like, just because you're getting rid of it doesn't mean it's gone. You can just repurpose it.
Yeah.
So once I've done the physical decluttering or physical cleansing of the space, then I go through an energetic cleansing. So that's when we get our good old hoochie cooch, otherwise known as white sage. Oh, sorry, I'm holding this up to the screen for those that are watching on YouTube. So
yeah.
White sage, I personally believe, is a very good good way to just kind of get rid of all that stagnant energy. And especially like having been in lockdown, like, because I'm in Melbourne, so we've been on like harsh lockdown for like, the last 6 weeks. So like all of the emotions, all of the stresses, all of the everything is just sitting stagnant in the house. So I'm like, nope, it's time to get rid of it. So
I love it.
I'm literally just like this, going around to every room, fanning my arm off. For those that aren't watching the video, I literally have my, what do you call this? A smudging, not smudging stick, yeah. That's a smudging stick. That's this would be a
smudging
wand.
Wand or fan, yeah.
Yeah, smudging fan, and it's like just fanning the smoke into all the nooks and crannies and crevices of the room.
Yeah, you want to get it everywhere. Get it everywhere.
Yes. But if you're new to smudging, my best advice is make sure you open up doors and windows. Because some people say that white sage smells like pot. I mean, if you do think that honestly, then you obviously haven't been around pot before. It doesn't smell like pot. Well, I don't think so.
No, I don't know, but it's got something, I guess. My husband's exactly the same. If I start getting out of it and start staging the house, it's actually, you know what? It works really well because he gets out of the house really quickly. So
so are you suggesting that he is the stagnant energy in your life?
He must be. So if you're trying to get rid of people, start just smudging in there.
Just start smudging them. Jokingly, I used to say to Chris, I'm like, maybe I'll just have some like white sage just always burning at the front door. So whenever visitors come over, they instantly get saged as they walk in. So it's like they can leave their BS outside.
Yes, outside.
Don't bring it into my house.
No, no, that's it. It's like, no.
Do you think you'd be allowed to do that?
The problem with that.
Maybe should I ask my friends, are you an asthmatic, before they walk in?
perhaps check that first.
But yeah, so with the whole smudging process, like I literally went through the thing of like, I mean, it's a work in progress, but I've been going through each room, decluttering, cleansing the space, physically scrubbing things down. Like I literally scrubbed my kitchen for like an hour and a half the other night. It wasn't dirty, guys, but I scrubbed it and scrubbed it and scrubbed it to make sure everything was clean.
Yeah.
And then I went through the process of smudging. But then the next step is the important part, which is once you've stripped all that negative energy out or that stagnant energy out.
Definitely.
Because I don't believe, I don't know, I guess I kind of caught myself saying it. I don't believe that energy itself is negative.
No.
It's just stagnant.
Yeah, stagnant, stale kind of
energy.
I know, we're quite quick to say negative energy or something, but really when it boils down to it, it's just kind of stagnant, stale energy, and it just needs that freshness. Things sometimes just need to get moved around again, kind of like stagnant water. It's still just water, but starts to go a bit manky if it can't move.
Yeah, I don't know that being a water sign, but it's like, and if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, seriously, pour a glass of water and then leave it sitting in a spot for a couple of weeks and then smell it.
That's it.
No, you don't want stagnant water.
Drink bottle. I've done that before with a good old drink bottle.
When you take a sip.
Oh, no, thank you.
But
yeah.
But yeah, so from that, then I basically then did a little bit of what do you call it? Like almost like a home warding spell type thing.
Yeah.
So it's basically like after I've taken all the stagnant energy, I almost said negative again. Oh
my God.
It
just comes straight out, doesn't it?
Once I took all that stagnant energy out, I then went through the process of, I got my little cauldron, which I've got here for those watching on YouTube. So I've got a little cauldron, my baby one. So I have two cauldrons, a little baby one, and then I have a big mama. The big mama stays on my altar, but my baby one comes with me. and then I lit a charcoal disc.
Yep.
Now, if you've never used charcoal discs before, if you're keen to use them, because I swear by them, but make sure you're using some kind of tweezer or something to hold it if you're not familiar with them, because when you light it, they start to self-ignite and you can very easily burn your fingers.
Yes.
And they can, word of warning.
So please also be careful, make sure there's nothing around, because I have done that before. I had a beautiful, it was actually a repurposed, beautiful purple, like it was this giant tablecloth, and I used that as like a circle, and I had everything in the middle, and I lit my charcoal disc, and it just bubbled everywhere, and the sparks went everywhere, and it put little, like those little burning marks.
Oh no.
So do be careful. Sometimes they do go a little bit big, so.
Yeah.
Warning out there. But they are super cool, and it's the best way to do incense and do
your absolutely. I mean, look, that said, okay, I'm in two minds on that note as well, because my husband is asthmatic, I don't burn incense as often as I used to.
Yeah.
Because obviously I'm conscious of the fact that it annoys him. But so I've been using more like diffusing essential oils, which is to me the same thing energetically, because you're still getting the essence of the plant. And of course I use organically, ethically sustainable sourced essential oils. But yeah, for those that are watching on, I know, like organic, ethically sourced, sustainable essential oils.
And one other little tip that I like, if you have somebody that you can't do your essential oils in and you do have your herbs, you can use like a normal oil burner, like the two where you have the little tea light underneath, pour a little bit of oil, like it can even just be olive oil or something, just a little bit, and then put your herbs or your resins in there, and then it'll just gently heat with the tea light candle, so then you're kind of still getting that smell as well.
Oh really? I've never tried that. Look at you, you little, what do they call them? Kitchen witch.
So that's another good little trick that you can do if you can't do the smoke.
Yeah, because I personally love like this stuff, which I've got. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. But it's basically when you get like certain herbs, well, herbs, plants, they come in like a resin or a resin or gum form, which is basically like, for example, frankincense. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Vicky, but isn't it like it's the sap, right?
Yes.
The sap that comes out of the tree, they collect it and then it like turns into gum. So when you put this on your charcoal disc, it like smokes beautiful and it smells delish. Oh,
it's amazing.
Oh, I could literally just sit there sniffing this all day. But anyway, so like I love going around after I've cleansed the space, I then go around and charge the space with my intention of, you know, basically filling the space with love and positivity and just creating like a bit of a magical space.
Yeah.
Magical energy.
Because that's something that a lot of people, we kind of forget sometimes. We're just trying to get rid of the stagnant, stale energy, so we might sage or whatever and get rid of it and then leave it. Whereas really we've just kind of left a void. It's really nice to then afterwards bring in that intention of what you want to then bring into the space.
Yeah. And like, I think the important thing with that is that, because I mean, if there's a void, you're basically leaving your place open for whatever wants to come in.
Yeah, that's right. Because I mean, the universe does not like a void or a vacuum. So either you get to choose what you put in there or it'll be chosen for you. So choose wisely.
I actually just had a funny thought. It's like, I remember once upon a time, again, when I was a baby witch, I have a besom.
I actually don't know the pronunciation, but the broom, basically.
I think it's a besom. It's a broom. So it's a magical broom.
B-E-S-O-M.
Yes. And I have one. It's like about yay long, so probably about a meter, or if you're in the Americas, it's about 3 feet, roughly.
Yeah.
Roughly 3 feet. Anyway, so it's about that long, and I used to, like, I would sweep the place physically.
Yeah.
But then I'd use my besom to sweep magically.
Energetically, yes.
And so one time my husband walked in, well, back then it was my boyfriend, but my husband walked in, he's like, what are you doing? Because I'm not actually touching the ground, I'm just sweeping in the air. I'm like, I'm just sweeping the stagnant energy. And he's like, okay. I just had this flashback to when I used to do, like, I used to do all the things.
I know. And isn't it funny? See, you obviously didn't scare him off either, because you're now married, as you said. So.
Oh, look, he's open to the woo-woo and the witchy and the weird and the wonderful, but he doesn't live and breathe it like I do.
No, it's not his thing. He's a bit like my husband. He's beautiful. He's very open and very respectful for like my beliefs, but it's just not his.
I mean, well, my husband's a Capricorn, so.
Yes.
I mean, no offense to any Capricorns out there, but they're very like, what's the purpose? Like, is it practical? Everything about practical, logic, rational, blah, blah, blah. That said, I do know some Capricorns that are very spiritual and woo-woo. Let's not discount them all. But yeah. And then it's like funny because then I remember when I went through this phase of dabbling in all the different things, and I had to have all the tools of the trade. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And when I got this little baby, I would literally go around to every room and I would ding it. For those that are listening and not watching, I'll see if you can work out what this is when I hit it. We might be here a while. I have this thing where if I've hit a Tibetan singing bowl, I can't stop it. I have to let it ring out.
Yes.
Because it's like, I almost feel like I'm, I don't know, is it, it's still going.
Oh yeah, it is. It's still going. It's still going.
This will be a while. This is like the longest pause ever. It's still going.
Still going. Still going.
Anyways.
It's a nice big singing bowl. It's a beautiful big one.
Yeah, so I won't go there.
Not go there. That's another Beltane joke.
Oh wow, look at the maypole, it's nice and big. So like I used to walk into every room and I used to bash my singing bowl. Oh yep. Quick witchy tip.
Yes.
If you do not own a singing bowl, like quick witchy tip is the other thing you can do is literally grabbing pots or pans or pot lids that are made out of metal, and you can clang metal together. So it does the same thing, like hitting metal basically just energetically, it creates vibration, which then gets rid of like stagnant energy. So that's a quick little kitchen witch tip for you, is that if you grab a couple of metal pans and whack them together, obviously not ones that are coated in Teflon or made out of ceramic or any of that. I'm talking about metal pans, like you bash them together. But yeah, that also can help just,
Because it just like just vibrates and
it moves. Shakes the energy to kind of get it shifting and moving.
I love it. It's awesome. I've never thought of that before.
Oh, really?
No, I've never thought of that. I've only ever used like a bell. I've used my bell, gone around and done the bell or done the singing bowl or even my drum. I do my drum as well. But I hadn't even thought of that. But it is.
You can literally just grab pots and pans, like as long as they're metal and you just bang them together. Yeah. It's the same thing because it just energetically creates a vibration. I mean, it's not the nicest sound to listen to.
No, that's right.
It's not like last. Like, it's right. Like. Bang.
Yeah. But it gets the job done if you don't have it, because that's another thing that can be, I know, especially earlier on days, I wanted to do the whole full big ritual and do everything and have everything, and then I'm like, oh, I don't have that particular herb, or I don't have that particular candle, or I need this for the ritual and I need that, and then I'd get overwhelmed and not do anything, and then it would be nothing. So it can be as simple as using what you've got around the house. Like if it's a pot or just a little, like a general white candle that you've got, those like dinner candles that you can get.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be fancy.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be fancy. A lot of the time it's your intention and having that intention to shift the energy or move the energy or whatever your purpose is.
And like even like, something just came to my mind, like sometimes I don't have time to smudge and cleanse and consecrate and then charge and blah blah blah, because like, even that in itself, some people might be listening and be thinking that sounds like a lot of work. I have to physically clean the space, then I have to smudge the space, then I have to like bring do whatever process, whether it be white lighting or projecting energy or whatever it might be, Reiki, whatever modality you want to use, then you want me to consecrate the space, then you want me to charge the space, then you want, like some people, especially like I'm getting a sense that any Virgos listening to this will be like, too many things. No offense to any Virgos, I just know a few of them and they get a little bit like that. But yeah, like literally it all comes down to your intention. So as long as your intention, you know what the purpose is of what you're doing. Like, I have this spray, which is my little cleanse on the go spray is what I like to call it. It's called Reset. Now I'm not endorsed by this company. It's by a company called Universal Qi, which is Q-I, not C-H-I, universalqi.com.au. And it literally just has like energetic imprints of all these different minerals and crystals and essential oils and flower essences and vibrational magic. So literally I can just take the lid off and go in the space.
Done.
And for me, my intention with using this is that the space is cleansed, I'm done. And then I can go ahead and do whatever I want to do. So that's like your, you know, reaching a bottle.
That's it. That's just the quick on the go, just do it. And another really good thing, if you are, the other thing is that it doesn't have to just be now. Like, it doesn't have to just be today that you have to run around and do all of those things. Like, it can go over that season. It's just marking that change. So do it slowly. You don't have to do everything. But it's
probably, yeah, of course.
That's it. And it's, but it's important to not just think of it physically or energetically. You need to kind of do both, because they both play off of each other so much. So like, if our physical space is really cluttered and stagnant, then our mental and our energetic space will kind of follow suit, and vice
versa. Absolutely. Yeah, and that's, I guess that's a whole basis of feng shui. Like, I'm not going to go into it in any more detail, but like, it's basically that whole thing of your physical space is a representation of your life.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know if you guys have ever woken up in a bedroom that's messy versus when you've cleaned your bedroom, and then the next morning when you wake up after it's freshly cleaned, you're like, oh, my room just feels so yum, and I could stay in bed all day. And you just, you want to be, spend the whole time there.
Yeah, that's it. You want to be in there. And like, that's the kind of energy you want to be bringing in now at this time of the year as well, being that spring energy. We want to start getting those ideas going. You want to start moving forward, I guess, because we're moving towards summer and things like that. So you want to get that nice, fresh, lovely energy back into the house or into your space, wherever that may be, whatever.
It could even be as simple as like cracking a window, like getting a nice breeze through. Because even if you don't have the time to do the smudging and the consecrating and the whatever, open a door, open a back window, the front door, the back window, and just let the wind do it for you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's the same thing. And another thing I often will do, like if you're doing the mopping or whatever, part of your cleaning, which we all you can add in, so with that, I add into the mop water, you can add in some herbs or whatever that you want to start then adding that intention through to the house. So if you're going to use herbs, I'd make like a little tea and then dip it in, chuck it in, or you can use essential oils, something that has that purpose, whether it's protection or bringing in fresh energy, whatever. So then as you're actually mopping, you're doing your ritual, you're doing your spell, you're bringing in all of that energy.
Now, and just then, to be clear, because I know what the answer to this question is, but for our listeners,
oh yes,
so when you say making a tea, now you mean that you're going to be making a tea, but then you're straining the herbs out of it by adding the tea portion into your mopping water.
At the,
not putting all your herbs in your mopping bucket.
No,
and then putting your herbs all over the floor.
Yeah, that's right. You just get it all over a little bit. So there's two ways you can do it. You can either put your stuff, put your herbs into like a little bit of cloth or into a tea ball or something, and then you can just chuck it in. So then they're still infusing, but they're not flapping everywhere and going throughout your whole house. So that's why I say it's probably easier to make it in a little teapot, strain it, and then just put the liquid that's left over into it. And then, yeah, sweep it around. And you can do the same thing like with your cleaning, like spray cleaners and stuff like that, when you're wiping over your windows or wiping over your surfaces, it's that same, you can be doing the same thing. So then it's making something that can be really, I don't know about you, but I'm like, cleaning is like the lowest on my list.
That's the last thing on my list of things to do.
Yeah. So then at least then when you're doing that though, you kind of want to do it because you're setting that intention. You've made this thing that's really boring and mundane, you've actually made it into a really magical, getting my witchy woo-woo stuff going, and then I want to do it. I'm like, yes, let's clean the whole house. I'm happy, let's do it.
Yeah, that's like, my husband and my housemate actually were like shocked because I literally spent an hour and a half in the kitchen. They were looking at me like I was sick. And it's because I was like studying my feng shui, and it was talking about the kitchen, and I looked at my kitchen and I'm like, And so I literally just paused the video I was watching, got up, and I literally spent the hour and a half scrubbing the whole thing down, and then went back to watching my video because I'm like, it was on my mind because I was looking at it.
I was just seeing it. That's all I can see. I have to do it. Yeah. So try to make it. I think that's half the battle, want of a better word, for, because we're all busy. Like, it's, everything's on the go. We're all really busy. We can't always take the time out. It's awesome if you can, and you do, then really do carve out that time for yourself. But if not, try to think of different ways like that you can bring the magical into the mundane, or just into the way that you live or the way that you do things, because then you're actually really living it as well, think.
Yeah, and that's something I want to try now, because since lockdown, like, the three of us have been in the house all the time. So we've actually started to cook a lot more. So funny enough that we're cleansing our space, but we're also cleansing our bodies because we're making everything from scratch. And one of the things I want to do, which I have never had a chance to, but now I'm starting to get more into it, is to actually do like little baked goods and, like, you know, making recipes that are in line with the Sabbaths.
Yes. Yeah, like doing the particular baking for each time. That would be awesome. Yeah, see, I'm not a cook kind of person. I try, but they never work out how I want them to. So.
Oh.
Although I can make a good punch.
Well, I'm sure, surely there's a season that you could be drinking punch.
Yeah, see, that's right. We're doing the fruits of the season, so it's fine. It's all spring. Just get some floral stuff in there. Floral things is good. Floral flavors.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't mind doing, I know that I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but when it comes to like Samhain, like, or Halloween, like, I've never actually carved a pumpkin. I'm sure it's a lot harder than it looks, but I really want to do it.
Yeah, so why not? Get a pumpkin and give it a go. Yeah, let's do that. We should maybe do that for our podcast. We'll do it.
We're going to carve pumpkins live on air.
Maybe we can talk about it afterwards.
Okay, maybe we'll set ourselves a task where we both have to carve a pumpkin. We can give ourselves a challenge. And then during that week between episodes, we carve our best pumpkin. And then the next episode we come and we present it to each other.
Yes. Yes, I love it. That's what we're going to do.
You know I'm very competitive, right?
Oh, no. See, I'm so not.
So, I just wanted to touch on another thing with you. Because I know that the other thing, you're a lot more of a, how do I word this? You're very much a nature kind of witch. I know that you like to, around springtime, you like to connect with nature, in particularly around springtime. So
yes.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I do. That's my happy place, really, is going for a walk or getting out in nature. So some of the things I really love to do, especially at springtime, is to just go get in the garden, plant seeds or plant a new plant or have a look. We've got birds and things. We've got magpies that we feed and they bring down their babies, and I could just sit out the back for hours and just kind of watch all the birds and stuff. So I find it's a really good way of connecting in with the natural world again, like just actually going out for walks, getting into nature. And that's how, as simple and as easy as it can be, like you can just go for a walk and have a bit of a look around and see what trees are blooming or what flowers have popped up. Is there particular trees that are out at a certain time, so that when the season starts to change, you can just kind of tell without having to look at the calendar and things like that. Like I love that I can kind of now start to feel, you can feel that change in the air, like when the seasons are starting to change and all the new, it's really good because I've got lots of deciduous trees in our backyard at the moment. So that's the easiest way to try to see all of the seasons, because like they lose all the leaves in winter, you get the flowers starting in spring. And yeah, so that's some way I really love to connect. I love to get out in nature, go for walks, do all of those sorts of things. I love to get by the beach and the wind, because I just find for me.
Of course you do.
Yes, I do, being the air sign that I am. Mm. But it feels like, to me, it just like blows the cobwebs away kind of thing. So getting out in the air and the fresh air just calms me down, just going out, being out in nature. So yeah, that's the other way I really love to do things, is just be outside. And start to notice what's happening in your area too, because it's really different. Because I mean, imagine like what it is for us. I mean, we're kind of similar in our seasons down here.
Climate, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, but then if you're in the tropics or something like that, like you kind of only have one season in some places.
Oh, I think they have two, wet and dry.
Yeah, that's
or wet and wetter.
Yeah, that's right. So getting to know different things in your area and what trees bloom at different times and stuff like that. So that's another way I really like to do it now.
Yeah, that's like for us, I've moved into a new house and we've got...
Yeah.
Our backyard is an empty slate. It's basically clay... and weeds. Clay and weeds. So like I know that this time you're supposed to go out and tend to your garden, but I don't have one yet. It's just literally just empty block.
But you can go for a walk in a park or something.
Well yeah, because for us we want to actually do our backyard, but every time I spoke to a gardener, I mean aside from COVID, but they're like, oh, now it's not really a right time to be landscaping. Okay. Because like they want to be, you know, they want to come out at the time when it's good to be planting things and da 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 da. So I'm like, oh, eventually I'll get there. But it's funny because so many ideas, and it's like every time I think of what I want to do in my backyard, I had this thing in my head that, do I want to do like an area, like a quadrant of my backyard, which is each of the elements?
Ooh.
So I could have like a fire altar and then an earth altar and a water altar and an air altar. And then I thought, oh, maybe I could do it as like a witch's wheel, and I could have like the seasons. And I'm like, hang on, I need to be able to sell this house again in the future.
I know. So see, what I've done, or what I'm starting to do, is I've actually made like a circle in my, and I'm going to have it as like a little bit of lawn, and that's going to be kind of like my circle to go sit out. And then I've got particular plants that correspond to the different like northwest, south, east, like different correspondences. So then it kind of, it doesn't look hugely witchy, so if we do ever want to sell it, it just looks like a really pretty little spot in the backyard. But then for me, it's got more meaning and sort of things like that, so that's a nice thing.
Can I just point out, I love the way you say plant, because you sound so Adelaidean.
I know.
You're like, my different plants.
Plants
this and plants that.
It's
a very Adelaidean thing to say plant.
Plant.
No one would say plant.
I'm going to go plant some garden.
And our Americans are like, oh my God, this Australian accent is so thick,
it's
when they
terrible.
Say plant.
If you don't have a garden, you can get a pot and plant a seed on your windowsill. Pot some
little
herbs.
Not that pot.
No, not that kind of pot. A plant pot or a plant pot. For all of our other viewers. Just plant a seed in there. It's also a really cool way if you want to, you know, it's often about wishes and what you want to bring forth for the rest of the season. Write it on a little piece of paper, bury it in the earth, and then sprinkle some little herb seeds on the top and just grow them on your windowsill.
Oh, you just reminded me of something. There's actually something I saw that was really cool, and I wish I would have seen this before the
Or it actually was
equinox. I'm like thinking, what's the word I'm looking
where
for?
Where are we? What is it again? What are we talking
so
about?
So if you guys are on the gram or Instagram, there's actually a really cool page that I follow, which is called Witchy Tips. So it's lowercase, one word, Witchy Tips. And they have this really cool little thing where I had to scroll a bit because it was 6 months ago for them, but they had this little thing. It was called Ostara in a Cup Altar. And I really, really like it. So they posted it. Oh, I can't see what date it was posted because I only screen grabbed it. But anyway, and it's basically they have this little like picture of all the different things you need, which is basically a tea light candle, moss or dirt, rosebuds, lavender, an egg, and then a glass cup. And then it tells you how to do it. And then by the end of it, I'm holding up for those that are looking on YouTube.
Oh, wow, that's
basically like this cute little cup, which is basically an Ostara altar in a cup that you can have on the windowsill. And I thought, oh, that's kind of cute. Because, you know,
yeah,
not everyone has their own house or their own space that they can put this big witchy altar in.
Oh, that's right. And that's it. And you might have housemates or who you're living with and things like that. So,
although my housemate, I think she's come to terms with the fact that there's all kinds of things in my house.
I know. My husband now is just like, what's that? I'm like, whatever it is, it's probably a special stick or a feather or something. He's like, I'm like, it's special. He's like, okay.
Oh, well, when you've got things like this lying around your house.
And that is a big giant piece of obsidian that he's holding up right now.
Yes, yes. If you want to check out how big this piece of obsidian is, you need to go to YouTube and watch this video.
Yeah.
But yes, so this is another way that I like to cleanse is I take my obsidian into all the rooms and I leave the obsidian in there to absorb all the negative energy out of the room. And then I move it to the next room and then the next room and then the next room and then... She does everything for me.
Oh, I love it. I'm so jealous. This is my witchy jealous moment right now. I love that.
Oh, really?
Obsidian, yes.
Oh, see, and this is a thing, like a lot of people, we'll have to do an episode just on crystals, but like obsidian is one of those ones that so many people get so scared of obsidian.
Oh, no, I love it.
I love it. Like, love it. It's like, it's totally down my alley, up my alley. It's totally up my alley, obsidian. All the obsidians. I love them all.
Yes.
But anyways, I guess that we should probably wrap things up for the day.
Yeah, otherwise we'll be here all day and all night. We can stay, but that's okay.
We can stay, but let's because we're actually interviewing our special guest tomorrow.
Yeah,
we're interviewing her tomorrow for next week's episode. So you guys are gonna have to stay tuned. I know we said we were gonna get her in for this week,
yeah,
but unfortunately schedules, we had to move things around. So we've recorded this for today, but we're gonna be interviewing her tomorrow, which will come out next Wednesday. So guys, don't forget, we're now on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts,
Breaker.
Oh, there's a whole heap of different ones. Yeah. Paranormal podcasts, Paranormal. Like, everywhere now. So yes. Please get on there. If you're on Apple, please give us a like.
Yeah.
Follow us, subscribe, give us a review, like all that kind of stuff. If you're on YouTube, subscribe to our channel, wherever you want to go, Instagram, Facebook. We'll put all the links down below.
Yes.
So we don't have to repeat them every week. Want to hear from you, right, Vicky?
Yeah, we really do. Please message us, email us, get in contact. We'd love to hear about how do you celebrate the spring equinox. Let us know, how do you do it? Because like every tradition has something very different that they like to do. We'd love to hear it, or any other topics or questions or comments or queries, anything like that. Like, we're here for you guys. Here, we want to produce what you guys want to hear, so let us know, and we'd love to hear from everybody. So send us a message. Like I said, we'll put all the links and stuff down there, so you don't have to quickly scribble it all down now.
Yeah. Awesome, guys. Well, that's all from us for this week. We will see you next Wednesday for our special guest. Sorry, I'm squealing on the inside because that's going to be awesome. So you guys better tune in.
Yes, definitely. Can't wait. All right. Bye.
Bye.